Joined now by Galway midfielder Louise Ward. Louise, first things first, professional job, Galway top group three.
Yeah, look, we knew coming out here today that we were going to have a tough test ahead of us. Westmeath really put it up to us in the league, so we knew we had to get the performance right going forward. And in fairness, that was something we had focused on. The lads had said that for the two league games, we really wanted to be getting professional performances and getting an almost near to perfect performance. So yeah, we were happy enough with that today. Obviously, we probably have a few things that we have to tighten up on, and the lads will have a look at that. So be back to training then during the week.
Let's look at the positives first. And we talk 16 seconds into the game, a certain player wins the ball in midfield, plays a 1-2 with Tracy Leonard, and before we know it, you run half the field and put the ball in the back of the net.
I don't know what happened. No, in fairness, Anya broke the ball well to me, and I just kind of got forward, and I didn't realise that the space kind of opened up in front of me, and I think it was Sarah and Leanne that were in the full forward line at the time, and they pulled out of the way, so it made it easy to go through. So I only had to stick it then, so it was a good start to the game, yeah.
You can only beat what's put in front of you, but I suppose in one way, Louise, we'd be disappointed that the Westmeath's challenge never really materialised in that game.
Yeah, look, as I said, we knew that Westmeath had some really quality players there, and we were going to have to be on the top of our game to put in a good performance. And in fairness in training, we really worked on our forward play, and Gary has really emphasised, you know, moving the ball fast, and as well at the back, just being really tight in defence as well. So we have really been working. I think our defensive play out there was very good as well. Like, I think we only conceded was at 1-6. So look, we'll be happy with that, but obviously we got a number of sin bins as well there, so we'll be looking at a few things as well during the week. So, but no, we're happy overall, yeah.
And now we move on. Galway, Mayo, the rematch. Your first thoughts?
They'll be gunning for us, I'd say. Look, we all know that there's been a bit of trouble in Mayo or whatever's going on, but they're going to be out to get us. And we're really, really going to have to be on the top of our performance as well for that game. We know that they're going to come at us hammer and tongs, and they're actually replaying a nice kind of brand of football as well. It's fast, so we're going to have to be fast and at the top of our game as well to get over that as well.
Because even though they're missing a few players, and of course we don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, and we can't focus on that. They did run Dublin very close today. Dublin pulled away the finish.
Yeah, I only heard that there slightly. I know I saw them against Cavan as well, and as I said to you, they are playing a really nice fast game of football, and the girls who have come in have slotted in well as well from what I can see, and obviously look, they might be getting players back. We don't know what's going on, nobody knows what's going on, but obviously they're going to play with what they have if that's the way it is, and we're not going to worry about them. It's our own performance we need to be worrying about going forward, so we just need to focus on ourselves now for the next few weeks and get our own performance right for the next day and get over the line.
Well, Louise, we're going to look forward to that, no doubt. We look forward to that match when it comes August the 12th, Galway against Mayo round 2. We can't wait. Congratulations on the win today.
Thanks very much, Darren. Thanks.